October 10, 1973. Vice President Spiro Agnew, accused of taking bribes, pleads no contest to federal income tax evasion. Agnew then becomes only the second vice president in U.S. history to resign.
Because that I believe it will be against the national interest and a brutalizing effect on my family to go through a long 2-year struggle concerning this matter.
President Richard Nixon appoints and Congress confirms Gerald Ford as vice president. Ford becomes president when the Watergate scandal forced Nixon to resign the following year. 1911, end of imperial rule in China as revolutionaries under Sun Yat-sen overthrow the country's Manchu dynasty. 1985, U.S. fighter jets force an Egyptian plane carrying the Achille Lauro hijackers to land in Italy. That's where the gunmen who seized the cruise ship on the Mediterranean are taken into custody. Also in 1985, Orson Welles, the actor, director, and producer, whose works include the movie masterpiece Citizen Kane, dies in Los Angeles. He was 70. 1813. Giuseppe Verdi, considered one of the greatest opera composers of all time, is born in Italy. And 2004.
I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
Actor Christopher Reeve, who played Superman in the movies, dies in Mount Kisco, New York at age 52. Reeve spent the last years of his life in a wheelchair after he was paralyzed in a horse riding accident. Today in history, October 10th. Tim McGuire, The Associated Press.